Listen to a discussion in the first class of a business course.
Well, I guess everyone's here, huh? We may as well get started. Good morning, all. I'm Professor Robert Speed, and I'd like to welcome you to the Foundations of Business class. The purpose of this class is really to acquaint you with the tools, the various tools, techniques you'll be using in most of your business courses. And we'll concentrate especially on the case study method, because you'll be using that in almost, well, in most of the business classes you take.
The case study method, Professor? Is that a new method of teaching business?
Oh, no. I mean, it may seem new to you. But no, in fact, a professor named Christopher Longdell introduced this system at Harvard University back around the 1870s. And he always insisted that it was based on a system used by Chinese philosophers thousands of years ago.
So then it's been used in business schools ever since the 1870s?
Well, you see, Professor Longdell, he in fact taught in the law school at Harvard, not in the business school. So the case method was first used to train law students. Then a couple of years after that, they started using it at Columbia University, at the law school there. It wasn't until, when was it? Probably about 1910, 1912, something like that, that it was first used at Harvard Business School.
Then it's used in other fields besides law and business?
Oh, sure. Over the years, it's been used in all sorts of disciplines. For example, my wife, she teaches over at the School of Education. She uses cases to train teachers.
Professor Speed, I get that case study has been around a while, but I still don't quite understand why do we study cases exactly?
Okay, before the case method was introduced, the study of law and business was very abstract, theoretical. It was just lectures about theory. Professor Longdell thought, and a lot of educators think, that really the best way to learn law, business, any discipline you can think of, is by studying actual situations and analyzing these situations and learning to make decisions.
That makes sense, but, I mean, what does a case look like exactly? I mean,
What does a case look like? Well, cases are basically descriptions of actual... Let me stress that, of real business situations, chunks of reality from the business world. So you get typically 10 to 20 pages of text that describe the problem, some problem that a real business actually faced. And then there will be another 5 to 10 pages of what are called exhibits.
Exhibits? What are those?
Exhibits? Those are documents, statistical documents that explain the situation. They might be, spreadsheets, sales reports, marketing projections, anything like that. But as I said, at the center of every case, at the core of every case, is a problem that you have to solve. So you have to analyze the situation, the data, and sometimes you'll see you don't have enough data to work with, and you might have to collect more, say, from the internet. Then you have to make decisions about how to solve these problems.
So that's why we study cases? I mean, because managers need to be able to make decisions and solve problems?
Exactly. Well, that's a big part of it anyway. And doing this, solving the problem, usually involves role-playing, taking on the roles of decision-makers at the firm. One member of the group might play the chief executive officer, one the chief financial officer, and so on. And you might have a business meeting to decide how your business should solve its problem. Your company might, say, be facing a cash shortage and thinking about selling off one division of the company. So your group has to decide if this is the best way to handle the problem.
So we work in groups then?
Usually in groups of 4 or 5. That's the beauty of this method. It teaches teamwork and cooperation.
And then what? How do you decide on a grade for us?
You give a presentation. An oral presentation, I mean, and you explain to the whole class what decision you made and what recommendations you'd make, and then you write a report as well. You get a grade, a group grade, on the presentation and the report.
Professor, is this the only way we'll be studying business, by using cases?
Oh, no, it's just one important way. Some classes are lecture classes, and some are a combination of lectures and case studies, and some... In some classes, you'll also use computer simulations. We have this software called World Marketplace, and using this program, your group starts up your own global corporation and tries to make a profit. It's actually a lot of fun.
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you.